WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
At the height of the big scandal about his relationship with Mia Farrow and her children, Woody Allen crept off and made a movie called Manhattan Murder Mystery. Since then, his life hasn't exactly been a barrel of laughs. Film critic Stephen Schiff went to see whether his movie is.
Well, not a barrel, more like a grocery bag. Maybe Woody Allen decided that this wasn't exactly the time to present himself as a moral everyman exploring life's imponderables. Maybe he thought this wasn't precisely the moment to defy those fans who just wish he'd quit moaning and groaning and return to the kind of simple comedy that made him famous back in the 70s. Whatever the reason, Woody has produced a tiny, mild, pleasurable little spoof that casts him in the sort of role he hasn't played for a long time. The helpless nebbish, someone who instantly makes you forget that Allen may have victimized women and children because he doesn't seem capable of forcing his will on a shoelace. Allen plays Larry Lipton, a book editor who's been married for so long to his wife, Carol, played by Diane Keaton, that they can't quite remember what's keeping them together. The oomph is gone. Then one night, they're invited for coffee at their neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. House, a couple of first-class bores who seem a lot less boring the next day when Mrs. House turns up dead, apparently of a coronary. I say apparently because Mr. House doesn't seem all that troubled by her departure. And this and a couple of other fishy odds and ends make Carol decide that Mr. House has done Mrs. House in, all of which strikes Larry as not only preposterous but pretty scary and, above all, exasperating. Especially when Carol insists on leaping out of bed at 2 in the morning to sneak into Mr. House's apartment.
Hey, listen to me. Come here.
What are you talking
about?
Come
here. Wait a minute.
Come here.
Look,
what do you mean,
Larry? I've been thinking about you.
What do you
I think
mean?
You got to see you. You got to go back to your shrink. I want you to see Dr. Ballard again.
Larry, I went for 2 years.
Yeah, I know, but you know how General Motors will recall defective cars? You got to go in for a tune-up.
We'll be in and out in 5 minutes.
No, no.
I'm
telling you, I'm your husband. I command you to sleep. Sleep.
I
command it. I command it.
Larry, all I can tell you is if this had been a few years ago, you would have been doing the same thing. Because if you recall, we solved the mystery. Yep, we solved the mystery once. Remember? It was the noises in the attic mystery.
The country house, the bluebird.
That's right.
But that was a sweet mystery. This is murder.
You agree, right?
No,
it's murder, Larry.
No, I forbid you. I forbid you to go. I'm forbidding. Is that what you do when I forbid you?
You can see that what works in this movie is the comic banter. Allen and Keaton have such fizzy chemistry that even their flattest lines can give you a tickle, which is a lucky thing, because this movie doesn't have much else going for it. The suspense plot does develop, but never enough to feel suspenseful. And the climax, thick with movie quotes, is one of the clumsiest scenes Allen has ever staged. Worse, he's still devoted to the kind of jerky handheld camera work that made Pepto-Bismol such a vital adjunct to his last movie, Husbands and Wives. The addition of Alan Alda as a playwright in love with Carol and Angelica Houston as a man-eating novelist hungry for Larry doesn't help much, but when the four of them are together plotting their next ploy, Alan can work up a stew of jokes and character touches that makes you remember how intoxicating his great comedies of the 70s could be. In Manhattan Murder Mystery, the thrill of crime-busting rejuvenates Larry and Carol's marriage. The real mystery, of course, is whether this movie can rejuvenate Woody Allen 1 year after he so spectacularly murdered his own career.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.